Discussion of Parsha. Again, there's a lot more to talk about, certainly, but we want to move tomorrow on to Yediyah below Re'iyah. So we've been discussing the view of the Ramban. I just want to read through some of the lines if we can, and we'll have Moshe help us, I guess, in the beginning. Again, just to remind everybody, you know, this is a topic, obviously, that is massive. And of great significance. It's on the border of, as we know, of Shlichus and Kenyan. And according to some, you know, it expands the frontiers of each, right? For the Rajba, this expands what we mean by Kenyan, or the, you know, different dimensions of Kenyan. And for, you know, other Rishonim, it expands Shlichus, types of Shlichus. And for yet another group of Rishonim, the Ravid and the Ramban, it sounds like it is some sort of a hybrid between the two. And so basically what we've seen so far, again, we began with Rashi, the local Rashi, and putting that together with Rashi in Bava Kamma, and especially in the Diuk of the Ksos in Siman Kuf Kaf Gimel. And Rashi doesn't think it's typical Shlichus. He also certainly doesn't think it's typical Hakna. It sounds again like it's some sort of a independent Shlichus, which is Yotza in some respects. It mostly is stronger, but it's also more vulnerable, let's say, to the requirements of being able to be Makne, so that it ends up being stronger when it works and therefore more vulnerable. So sometimes for that reason, it falls short and doesn't work. And that's not, you know, that's an interesting phenomenon in halacha and in law generally, you know, but not such an unusual one, but it's important to identify. In other words, when it works, you know, with greater force, and therefore the threshold to create that kind of status is greater. And as we pointed out, with regard to Shlichus in particular, that's almost something which ironically is structured in. Because, again, you have to deal with these two opposite problems in Shlichus. The question, how much kemoso? So, you know, the more kemoso, the more you lose your own, you know, identity and represent really the Mishaleach. You know, but the more that is true, the less you've really been given to do on your own. So you can call it the bailus part of Shlichus. You know, when the bailus part of Shlichus is weaker, sometimes the personal part of Shlichus, the personal representational part, you know, is stronger. And bailus is part of every Shlichus, as we've discussed. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira for Reb Chaim, ein shliach l'dvar mitzvah for Reb Chaim, in some cases. But again, a very excellent raya for it is Tosis in Ksuvah Safayin Dalet that we mentioned last year, which is where the Gemara says that kol she'eshno b'shlichus she'eshno b'tnai, kol she'eno b'shlichus eno b'tnai. That's the Gemara in Ksuvah Safayin Dalet, where the Gemara discusses, you know, whether or not you can make a t'nai in chalitza. You know, it depends whether there's shlichus b'chalitza. The Gemara there talks about the Kiddushei Biyah. That's where the Gemara says, has that line about Iska Shabayas Ladadi. The Gemara says, what? You know, Shlichus doesn't apply to Kiddushei Biyah. Does that mean you can't make a Tanai in Kiddushei Biyah? The Gemara says, Iska Shabayas Ladadi. Anyways, that is sowed, Kol She'eshno B'Shlichus, She'eshno B'Tanai, as the Balitosis there in Ksuvus, Ayin Dalet, I didn't bring Ksuvus, but asked the question, we talked about it a lot last year, and to say, like, Ma Inyan Shlichus Eitzel Tanai. You know, what does one thing have to do with the other? Why do you even have such a klal? That you can have exceptions, you know, implies that there's such a strong klal. Of course, once you understand the klal, you probably understand the exceptions better, too, usually the way it works. So Tosis goes on to say that shlichus, basically, is a shiur in some sort of bailus, or handing over, you know, authorizing or delegating. So it's the ability to impose a t'nai, to append a t'nai, you know, to a transaction, right, is something which presupposes a certain amount of control, right? If you're not the authority figure and you don't have some measure of bailus, then how do you impose added conditions? You should be stuck. You should just be able to, you know, to agree right, to existing, you know, laws. Now, there's this, like, a legal system, and, you know, it provides, let's say, for, you know, transactions, and, you know, if you comply, you know, then the law recognizes your transaction, right? What gives you the right to, you know, to impose conditions on, to change the circumstance of the transaction? But the answer is only if on some level, right, you have a measure of, if you look at law, you know, as governing, you know, the relative, you know, forces in a transaction and providing for, like, structures and frameworks that are acceptable and so on. So part of that is the assumption that the parties have a certain flexible level of control. So the ability to impose a tanai reflects bailus, and the ability to appoint a shliach to represent your interests when naturally every man is an island, let's say, I mean, he is, you know, you and he are different, and in what sense is he an appendage of you or represents you in a transaction? So it has to be the kind of, you know, transaction regarding which you have this kind of authority. And that's what Tosfos basically says in so many words in Ksuvos Av Ayin Daled Amud Aleph. Again, he says it much more briefly than I just did. That's, you know, the gift of the Bali Tosfos, I guess. That's the connection. So as we were explaining, when you move away, you know, there's a problem, because the more authority and jurisdiction you give, sometimes the jurisdiction doesn't kihuzet undercut the hat that you're wearing. For example, in Kiddushin or in Gerushin. Because I want to be Makadesh, I want you, meaning my Shliach, to be Makadesh, this woman, to be my, the Mishaleach's wife. Or in the case of Ged, it's even more obvious, right? I'm being Megarish, my wife, and I'm asking you, you know, to undertake that on my behalf. So objectively, there is Tziruf, you know, between the, you know, this action is Mitzuruf to the Mishaleach. It's meaningless, Legabe, the Shliach. So there, you know, the samchut and the personal representation are, generally speaking, not in any kind of conflict. But whenever we're dealing with any transaction, which in theory could apply to the shliach as well as to the mishaleach, then you do have a potential conflict. Because the more you, you know, the more you invest the authority in him and give him independence in carrying it out or in executing it, the more you might say that the result goes back to the Mishaleach, but not necessarily the action. Anyway, this is a very critical issue. So that, I think, is something that's going on in the Rashi. Then we discuss the view of the Bali Tosfos, who say that Harsha is... really, there are two opposite views of Harsha, and that's the two days of the Gemara. That's an interesting take. Again, you don't have to read the Gemara that way. And that the Nafka Mina would be... Milva, among other things. Tosfos also assumes that Mechzik Hashikra isn't Ma'akev LaHalacha, and that's how they justify what Rabbeinu Tam admits is the problem that all the Gaonim and Rishonim were struggling with, and that is that there was a widespread minug to collect Milvas through Harsha. And it would seemingly not be acceptable Medina the Gemara. And the Bali Tosfos basically came to this conclusion that there are two radical views. There's the view of Hakna, the first day of Nahar Doi, and the connection to Rabbi Yochanan. The second day takes an about-face Shliach Shavi. The added element is, but you still have to contend with the problem of Lav Valdorm Didiat and the problem of Mipiat Toveya, namely the Gemara Bavakam of the Gemara in Shavuos. And that's what Tosfos says, that the Zil Don Apik Lenafshech, right, of Harshad, notwithstanding Shliach solves that problem. And we were discussing whether that's an adjustment, but we're dealing with Shulchan Shadim Kamosa with a added element, right? Or we're dealing with an independent Shlichos. I mean, this is a way of saying it's an upgraded Shlichos. And that's how that works. And the formulation of Tosfos here, and Tosfos in Bava Kamma, and Tosfos Harash, and the way the Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ramban, and others quote the Bali Tosfos, are all part of that story, how we understand, you know, is it an adjustment or is it a different level of shlichos, and if so, what are the other implications? And so on. So that was the view of the Baitos. Then we had the view of the Balamar, just doing a little survey to get us back to where we are, which was that, also radical view, that Ravashi turns his back on the Hardoi, that we paskin like Ravashi, that this is a shliach, seemingly a shliach bi'alma, and that Shluchos Sholem Kemoso solves the problem of La Bal Dvar, but certainly the problem of La Bal Dvar in Didia. And we raised the question whether or not, according to the Balamor, right, does the Balamor disagree with the other Rishonim about La Bal Dvar Didia and how thorny an issue it is and whether it can be solved by Shluchos Sholem Kemoso, but he agrees, they all agree, about what typical Shluchos Sholem Kemoso is all about? Or is this an indication that the Balamor in general has upgraded, you know, the koach of shlichus? He too thinks La Bal Dvarim is significant, but he thinks that Shlucho Kemoso is formidable enough to neutralize it. And partly the nafkamina may be, because the big problem for the Ramban, I mean for the Balamor, as we said, is our Gemara, and that's what all the Rishonim point out. Right? La Bal Dvarim Didiyat, how does it work? How does it solve it? That's one issue. But seemingly, our Gemara, you know, because you don't have Rav Ashi explicitly in our Gemara. And our Gemara never says anything but Nahardah. So what are you going to say about the requirement? And Bipia Toveya isn't a technicality, and it's a Doraisa requirement. It's not a, I don't want to give it to you for insurance reasons or things like that. So what is that? So again, we talked about the Rabbi Abad and how he is quoted in the Ramban and in the Rajba, and especially the possibility that we are dealing with a distinction from the Balamor between a shliach on the Shvua, which wouldn't work, and a shliach on the Tviya, you know, which might work, or which would work. And also, in that context, we talked about the Ramban and the Rajba, and for the Balamor and for the Rabbi Abad, right, just in the hierarchy of things, which is a more formidable problem for Shluchos Sholem Kemoso to overcome, right? Is it the problem of La Bal Dvar Didiyat, or is it actually the problem of Mipia Tobeya? And we saw there were different deos about that as well. Okay? And then Tamar suggested that, at least for the Ramban, as we'll get to soon, where there seems to be conflicting deos about that, that maybe it isn't so much that there are different deos as much as you need a shliach, you know, legabe the din Torah, and that's reflected equally by both. So just depending on which side you're coming from, the other one, I guess, ends up being, you know, the proof that it either is there or is lacking, rather than saying that there's a hierarchy. But certainly for the Balamor and for the Rajba and others, there does seem to be two views, which of these is a more pressing or a more problematic issue for a regular Shluchos Sholem Kemoso. Then on the other extreme, we have the Rajba, right, who, as I say, expanded Hakna, thought that both deos are Hakna, came up with this big chiddush about Hekdesh being different than Hakna, and linking Hekdesh with Hefker, Pidyon, Gonef Min Aganov, at least. And we talked about that, how Hakna grua, how does that figure into, is that better or easier or more difficult to accomplish some of these issues? And who also, as a maverick shita, thinks that there's no way to be marsha, to be a mursha, to be a gove, a milva, which is what the Rambam held as well. And the Rajba even doched the Gaonim, who thought it was a separate takanas Gaonim, didn't know where that came from. He didn't think there was the authority necessarily to just assume that it existed. So there were many, many chidushim in the Rajba. I was suggesting, and that's where we were, that the Rajba, in a way, may have, you know, been the natural next step, or say this way. If not for the Ramban, there maybe couldn't have as easily developed the Rajba. Because there are several ingredients or elements in the Ramban, right, that the Rajba, you know, took, you know, in his own way. So for the Rajba, both deos are deos about the same thing. They're two different perspectives and a very subtle difference about Hakna. And I'm going to read it in just, we'll read it in just a second, but we already started last time. For the Ramban, the two deos are essentially deos in Shlichus, you know, that are tempered by Hakna. But the idea that, unlike Bali Tosis, that it's hakna versus shlichos, but that, you know, these are all one category, but a very subtle differences within the category. I think that comes from the Ramban. I think that the Ramban and Rajba reread Bali Tosis a little bit, you know, in terms of Labal Dvarim Didiya, in light of their own view as well. I should say not just the Ramban, but also the Ravid. The Ravid of the Ramban, which are the hybrid views, had this tremendous impact on the Rajba. Okay, so having said that, we did discuss the Ramban mostly. I just want to get back to the formulations just a little bit. Maybe Moshe could help us just a little. Yeah?
I don't have it with you.
Okay. Who has the Ramban? So again, I just want to go through the Ramban. Does anybody have the local one with that? Because I want to make a ha'ara on that as well. Okay. I'll just pick out a few pieces quickly. Again, just to, because I didn't have a chance to read some of the words last time, just to identify it. Again, part of it all starts in the Ramban's rejection of Balamor. We also noted, this is important for the, this will be also important for the Ravon, which we're going to discuss in a minute, and that is that the Balamor also thinks that the Sugya of Harsha is connected to the Sugya of Bava Kamma and Dav Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph, of Shliach Osa Shliach. And that unlike the Rif, who thinks that Sugya is about insurance, and then beyond insurance, there's something else called La Bal Dvarim Didiyat, the Balamor thinks it's all about La Bal Dvarim Didiyat and insurance. It's all basically the same thing. And that since his conclusion is that according to Ravashi, a Mursha is a Shliach, so essentially what that means is that the Sugya of Shliach Be'edim and the Sugya of Mursha, who's a Shliach, you know, mostly a Shulchan Shodim Kamoso, are basically all part of the same topic, just that you need somehow insurance. You know, the Baldover doesn't have to, you know, lose some money, you know, by entrusting the object to the hands of the Mursha. So you need at least a Shliach Osa Shliach or something like that to solve that problem. But once you've solved that problem, the idea that he could still, you know, hold out and say, I refuse to, you know, to give it to you because La Baldorm Didia, because I don't want to deal with you. That, or for some other reason, maybe connected to Shema Yambus or Shema Chazarbo, that, you know, is maybe Havamina, but basically that that idea is something that is rejected. So the Balamor is Lishitaso, and the Ravid and the Ramban, the Ravid and the Kasuv Shem and the Ramban and Mochamos on Daf Kuftal and Baba Kama, Lishitasam, both strongly reject the Balamor. Okay. So the Ramban just starts off. I just want to read a few key lines. The Chazarno called Sod of Elam Batzinu Eich Shei Iskaimu Devara Shem Yomer Dinardoi Savri Dekol Harsha Hakno Gmurahi Umishmachi Bin Azil Don Zechi Biapik Lenavsheich Vechilo Kosav Right? Lamatzi Dishtayu Din Amid Bahadei Ravashi Palig V'omer Dechilo Kosav Le Zechi La'ah Biapik Lenavsheich Elo Da'ana Marishna Tvei Odif Da'ah V'shliach The kivudel kasev zchiyapik benashich ain kan loshen hakna. Vim yomar di lo kasev lehaki ki heichi de lo ava hakna hachinami lo ava shlichus ela kamar mokum ulo. Basically, the Ramban says I just don't know how to read the Gemara according to the Balamor. Okay. Yes, shalom akein shalom bal dinohu kidei shetomer shemara lo mokum. Right, he suggests the idea that maybe there's a mara mokum issue here. In other words, not that I'm a shlich, but I'm telling you. You know, if you want, this is a way for you to discharge your obligation, make him kind of your shliach, rather than him being my shliach. The Ramban is being very creative, pretty much in expending effort to try to come up with an explanation for the Balamor, and mostly he feels that he hasn't accomplished that. So, but what's fascinating about the Ramban, and this I think I mentioned already the other day, but I just want to repeat it, is that he finds either pure hakna or pure shlichus completely objectionable in the Sugya, which is why he totally rejects Tosis's view that that's Gufa, the Deus of Nahardai. If you think that pure Shlichus and pure Hakna, neither one of them makes sense, then you can't say that, you know, that's the two Deus and Nahardai, and the question is simply how you pask it. You have to come up with something, right, that either is a hybrid or an expansion on one of those ideas. Again, so he goes from showing it can't be pure hakna to going it can't be pure shlichus. Esau Gadai, just want to, I'm just picking a few lines to show you the thoroughness of it and the thinking of it, the, I guess, the approach of it. Esau Gadai, the Chalashon Shlichus Mahanile, the Chibishubdani Askina, and the Lichtavu Apik Lenafshech, Layule Nafshayu Besveka, the Tafis. Meaning, if it's true, like the Balamar, that Shlichus Shon Kamoso is enough here, then who's going to be, foolish enough, Shubdani, right, to open himself up to a lawsuit? We paskin like a Rashi, paskin like a Meimar of Tafas Mafkin and Lo Mafkin. What's the point in it, right? What do you need it for? But oh, Dal Korchok Nardoi Svirle De Shlicha Hava V'Yesh Beloshen Harshol Sloshen Shlichos V'Afil Hachi Matzi LeMeimar Le Lav Dal Dvarim Didia, right? And how can anybody, invoke Lav Dal Dvarim Didia as a problem if Shlichos, right, is immune to that taina, which is what the Balamor is saying. Darbinim belishna basra, de kasvinan urksa metalti de lo kafri, umavadi bebetalti de gnevo begezela kamrinan, di bebikadun hechamri belishna kama sheni ochala haktish. The topic has to be, the subject matter has to be, it can't be bikadun, so it's got to be something, it's got to be metalti de gnevo begezela. Because that would not be a problem. And yet, there's La Baldram Didia, even though we're dealing with some form of Shlichas. So again, here's where the Ramban clearly is tipping his hand that whatever position he's about to take, he thinks that the Shlichas part, is the Ikar. Although it's not Shluchos Shonim Kemoso, and as we'll see, it's not just a more independent Shliach either, because that either doesn't exist or that doesn't accomplish the goal. But it's clear, mitchila, he starts off by saying it can't be hakno gemura, it also can't be run-of-the-mill shlichus. And he continues by analyzing within the world of shlichus. And that's, of course, where the Ramban took a 180-degree turn, thinking everything was about hakno. Now I'm skipping. The kimen shekeinim seinu lemeidim the shliachu. Dilav shliachu deshabi hechi kani hare ena yochala haknos klal kishem she ena yochala haknish kirab yochanan. Again, the idea that hektesh and hakna'a and batana and hefker and pidgeon, that these are all one and the same, which the Rajba will challenge, is clear. That's an accepted assumption of the Ramban. So again, it's impossible to speak about harsha in things that are not kinyanable, and the assumption is that these are not kinyanable things, and therefore we have to be dealing with shliach. Again, the heavy, heavy emphasis in the Ramban's hybrid, such as I'm trying to emphasize, is on the shliach side. On the other, if it's pure shlichus, meaning, look, then the Ramban, then the Balamor would be right about Kuvdalin. We amrus ki heched al litzrif lahavi edim imo efshe de kasvile shtara, can't be for that reason, because dahid arminim in perikesh b'chor lenachla amar shmul b'babar shah hamer nahardai leim leim b'shah sa'u shliach v'chein dahid arminim in perik shvuas ha'edos ad shishmim in piyat toveya. Why not just say so kadayt the tshli yachal achufo leim ahabid shavish shliach askinan vi amrus the shliach lo mechayvi Edim Edim Amai Lo Kivin Yochal Achufa Ladunimo Barman Dane, skipping a little bit, Haumas Nisan Hi Tiyufta Dvade Lo Mechayvi Ashliach Tetan Behejah. Again, Shuas is a particularly big problem because of the Mishnah Lamed Heyom and Aleph, which seems explicitly to reject Stam Ashliach. Yeah. Vi Amrus Mukim Lo Kagon Shehikna Lo Hakna Gemura. If you want to go the other way, which is what the Rajba ended up doing, right, that's a problem because that mana liploni biyadcha bi'inan, meaning it's not accurate in our sugya, in Shavuos, when the guy says you owe money to Ploni, because really he should say right now, technically, formally, and the only reason I can make this tviya is because you owe money to me. V'hochi mana li biyadcha hi. Hainu taima du k'mina b'babar shah. Shmas mina dinahardoi gufayu shlicha shavya. Again, so he keeps coming back to this. Umekabel na, now he gets to the ikar. Umekabel matana namihu v'atrei richshi rochiv kidamina lemichtav kama. That's the two tracks, and that's the hybrid. And as we'll see, it doesn't seem like he's saying that basically he's a shliach and there's a clause that looks like hakna. It sounds like the clause makes him a type of makne, along with being a shliach, but that right isn't about the cheftza, and it's not about a maisa hakna. It's more, this is what I'm suggesting for the Ramban, about being a gavra toveya, or having been the recipient of zchusei tviya and zchusei gevia, which doesn't contradict being a shliach. Certainly not in the cheftza, maybe not even on the level of the tviya. The su lishna de urchas adarmin and kula talma have a tiyufte, the havel on the meimar shlichos, if it was stam shlichos. This is the Balamor, of course, he's getting back to. And he says that can't be. Imkain havel on the memar hachi begamara. But oh, dihach lisha b'shlichus mashma, umavata lisha da'apik l'nafsheich, vadikalecha d'kosav le'hochel n'ardoi la'avurchasahi. Umay siyata d'ravashi. Hach shmaitim, dami keman de'mesol ha'mea uchli b'uchla. The Yatzala Kamasikin. This is the language of the Ravid, by the way, in Tzmim Deim. Once you know it, you can see that the Ramban was tremendously, as I'm suggesting that the Rajba kind of co-opted and adapted, you know, the Ramban, so too I think that there's a heavy influence of the Ravid, including some of the Lashonos, and this hybrid idea, and Gavra Toveya, I think already is not as developed, but is in the Ravid. I'll just read you a few lines of that. The Ein Lanu Bala Mashas Kimo La Rabbeinu Agadol, the Vadai Isal Nahardai, and so on. So what is it? Vafarish Pshata, the Tamish Alocha Bekan Kadesh Yudivre Chachamim Kayamim, the Havagav the Shliach Shaso Benim Shliach, in a Yochal Achufa the Baldin Ladunimo Shena Baldvarim Didei, meaning for him La Baldvarim Didiat is a serious problem, and Shliach Osa Shliach only solves the insurance problem, but it doesn't solve the Baldavar problem. For that you need, but for that you don't need, like the Rajba, to be a kone of the cheftza. You need to be the bailim of the tviya or of the koach hagviya, which is a subtle category. You might have said there's no such thing as a bailim of a tviya or a bailim of a koach sechia. That's just another way of saying that you become the owner of the object, even if there's some, then you have to figure out, you know, vis-a-vis the Mishaleach or the Marsha. But for the Ramban and the Ravid, I think that's exactly what's happening here. There's something called a Bailim Linyan Tviya and a Bailim Linyan Zchusei Tviya, Zchusei Gviya, sorry. And that makes you a Baldavar, and you need to be a Baldavar, right? Not just neutralize the insurance claim. That's what the Rif basically said on Kuf Dalid that the Balamor objected to, right? We paskin Shliach Osa Shliach for insurance, but you still need to be a Mursha for La Baldvar. Ava b'urchasa mapik mine balkorche with a Mursha. Because sover nardoi b'lishna kama de lokasfina metaltalim. Now here's where he gets into the shtei lashonos, right? You could have still said like Tosis. Oh, so, you know, one is Shliach, maybe not exactly like Tosis. One is more Shliach tilted and the other one is more Hakna tilted. Like a moderate hakna or an expansive shlichas. But even that is not correct in the Ramban, or for example in the Ravid. For both of them, the ikar is shliach shavya. Because sovereign nardoi, belishna kama, de lo kasfin la metalta de gnevo gazela, vuhu adin lezuze de hava, she'en kan bailim laharshos lahem. Meaning you can't be makne, but again, what's fascinating is, He doesn't say that there's no bailim, right? The Mursha cannot be a bailim on these. The Mursha cannot be a bailim on Schusei Tviya Ugviya of Milva or things that are not subject to Kinyanim, not because the Cheftza Shel Mursha can't be that, but because the Marsha can't create it. The problem is not, in other words, with the Mursha, it's with the Marsha, which is, again, another way of saying that there's no Hakna at all. Right? There's only the ability to be a certain kind of shliach with skusei gvia. She'en kan bailim laharshos. The kodolo makdish, the shiur of being a bailim, right, laharshos, is the shiur of hakna. But leisle hakna, b'nechasin leis begabai, which is the bailim laharshos kol. He repeats it. V'lishna basro lo chayshin alachi, ala afagov de lo makdishin, Bailim have is begabayu harsha bidalo kafre. The two deos in the Ramban are this shliach shavya. Is he able to receive from? That's the key. The marsha, the koach haknaa, to also be a bailim on the tviya and the skusei gvia. Umikivin shenitla lo bimatana the amale apik lenavshech afa bishuhu. Madbeya ogzela sheni achala haknos. There's a problem. If there's no cheftza shel kinyan, or at least not a foolproof one, v'imbalachzor chozer. This is where it invokes the Ramban's own view and others in the sugyas of davar shelo baliolam. Right, when you're makan davar shelo baliolam, you can be chozer. That's the makan davar shelo baliolam. Right, that's how we paskin. But let's say you weren't chozer. Do you need another kinyan? And if you don't, is that because, you know, you could be chozer, but there is some sort of a kinyan, or at least you become a bailim, you know, le'inyan when it comes to, when it's bali olam, or you become a toveya, you have zchusei gvia when it exists, right? This is a inyan makadav shel bali olam issue, right? Which I'm not going to get into right now because there are different views on it. My point is, the Ramban is flailing around, not flailing, the Ramban is, you know, searching now for where do we ever have some sort of quasi-kinyan or kinyan on the Gviya Tviya level, bailus, right, without there being a hakna, nitan lahakna, and a real hakna on the chefza level. So the things that he is invoking are davar shelo bali olam, right? Milva, in cases even where it works, because that's also kind of davar shelo bali olam or davar shein b'rishuso or milva lahotza nitna, and as we noted, kinyan manas lahaknos or matana amanas lahakser, because these are all cases where you, depending on how you understand them, might have schusei gvia or bailus or koach lahaknos without a kinyan of the cheftza itself. That phenomenon. Now, in each case, there's a debate about it. And there's definitely a group of Rishonim who will say that there just ain't no such, you know, thing. You know, and there's no birya called, there's something called hakna, right? There's nothing called being, making somebody a bailim, you know, without transferring to him a cheftza. Right? There's no such thing. Right? Mativa shall, you know, shall birya zu. Like, what is that? But the Ramban and the Ravid, in general, happen to be in other sugyas. This is a big, big issue for the Ravid in Bechiras Chovah. The Ravid, together with Rabbeinu Tam, you know, was the other prominent Rishon who felt that Bechiras Chovos is actually Daraisa, without Ksiva Mesira. Right? You can sell a Chov. How can you do that? Especially when Shmuel said, right, so Rabbeinu Tam has his distinction between Shibin Aguf and Shibin Nechatzim. The Ravid, throughout, I mean, a few places in the Alech Hazaka where he disagrees with Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchas Mechira, and in other places, You'll see here a shluchin in a minute. He makes allusion to it as well in the Raivan and Tzmim Deim, in the piece that we're going to look at in a minute on Harsha, and other pieces of the Raivan in Tzmim Deim on Milva. The Raivan is of the opinion Mechiras Chovas is Doraisa. How could it be Doraisa and Nimchazar or Machal Machal? Because you don't sell the Chefta. The Chefta is not Nitan to be sold. But you can make him a Bailim, the Inyan, Gvia, or Tvia, so that if it, you know, as long as it hasn't been Nimchal by the real Bailim, right, that you know, that there can be Gvia. So, and the Ramban, as they say, likewise, you know, is open to these ideas. So that is what's going on in these pieces. That's the Dovashor Baliol in Bol Aksal Chozer. Mikamokom kimin shadayin lo chazar bal dvarim didehu. Shari habailim nasnuhu lo. The ein halah yachal iton alav. Meaning nothing has happened in terms of the cheftza, and that's why he can be chozer, because the Dovashor Baliol. But there's something that did happen. There's a chalos in this guy becomes the Bailim Le'in and Gevi'ah or Zechiah, you know, until you're Choser, or if you're not Choser. That's a remarkable thing. Kivin Shalok Kanisa, Osam, Loetein Lo. Shara Bailim Amrlo, Letovo, Ushluchamhu. Legabe, Mipia Tovea, and Labal, Dvarim Didiat. These are good. Hilkachiyayiv Nehele, Balkorcha. Meaning, the Nifkad, right, or the Nitva, can't say La Baldvarim, and the other guy can't say you're not a Toveya, because he is a Gavra Toveya. The Koshkin Bimitalton the Pikadon, Shekivin Shekinam Kinyan Gamur, Afila Below Shlichos Bailim, right? Yochal Ladun Imo, Ulotsiyam Yoda Balkorcha, Kramina Bibamos. Certainly, now, this certainly of the Ramban, right, there seems to be an opening to say that maybe there are two dinim, meaning, let's say we're not dealing with something like a milva, right, which is not nitan lakinyan. Let's say we're dealing with a real pikadon. So would the harsha in pikadon maybe be more of a kinyan? Right? Ah. So does that echo anywhere? See? Everybody's so quiet today. Mordechai? The people got stranded on Shabbos. They probably had hours and hours. Yeah. Yeah.
The Ramban and the Chidushim?
Correct. The Ramban and Chidushim.
The second and a half answer?
Exactly. That's why I called it a half. Okay. To which question?
The riff.
The question of the riff, right? The riff says that once there is kfira, there's no harsha, there's no ksivas harsha, right? Even if the kfira takes place after the ksiva, correct? And then he has this whole other thing about even if it's motive miktsas, even bigger chiddush, right? About the vulnerability of the harsha. So the question that the Ramban asks is, so how do you get a korban shvuas eidus out of any of this? Right? If the riff is right. And the Ramban gave an answer, which is Lashitaso, right? Which I was suggesting the Rajba omits because it's not Lashitaso, I mean, not Lashitas the Rajba, only Lashitas the Ramban. And that's, oh no, there's a kind of a Shvuas Eidus, even when there's no, even when there's kind of Kfiras Dvarim Bialma, or some aspect, namely, what happens before the Din Torah, before he's. He didn't say, the guy didn't admit, and he also didn't deny. You ask the Edom to show up before you know what the other guy's going to say. I believe the Rajba omitted that in both places, in all three places, in all four places, whatever it is. I mean, the Tshuva here and there, when he talks about this issue, because it doesn't fit his view at all. And it does fit the Ramban's view of a more expansive, Sheker aspect of Shwazi. That's one answer. Second answer is the one the Rajba does like. Adam?
That you asked before.
Once you have the support of Edim, It's not Mexica Shikra. I mean, the whole point is that this is really vulnerable to Mexica Shikra, but it's not so vulnerable to Mexica Shikra if there are Edim that are supporting the claim. So the guy says, no, it's a lie. And there are Edim saying he's telling the truth. Or Shtar. Very good answer. What's the other half answer?
That Kfira is only Mevatel HaHarshah, like a milveh.
Kfira is only, the din of the rif would be limited to things like a milveh, which is not really nitan lahakna'a. But a pikadon, which is actually nitan lahakna, that kind of harsha is not as vulnerable to Mexica Shikra. Correct? And that's exactly what he says. Now again, the Rajba couldn't quote that because for the Rajba, all harsha has to be nitan lahakna. Right? Other Rishonim probably couldn't quote it because for them Harsha has nothing to do with Hakna. But for the Ramban, right, who thinks that fundamentally Amurshah is a Shliach, but there's also is a Hakna component, Arkavei Atrei Rikshi, namely he's a Shliach. And with regard to the Chefza, he's a Shliach. Right? But Begavra, he's the Bailim and the Baldavar, he has Chusei Gvia and Chusei Tvia. Right, and the only question is what creates that. So imagine in a situation, now again, does it mean that a Mursha in, he could have said that a Mursha in Pikadon is real Akna. But that's hard to say. Once you say that the Lashonos and everything that goes along with it, signify that we're not dealing with Hakran. Mipya Toveya doesn't work because he's being Toveya for the other guy, not for himself. But at minimum, what you could say is that the ability that your status as a Marsha, at least, I'm sorry, your status given to you by the Marsha to be the Bailim, the Inyan, the Baldavar, the Toveya, right, the Schusei Gvia, is a lot stronger where he could have even gone further. It's something which is Nitan Lahaknos. Just as, in other words, there are two Deos in the Gemara, even the second Deya. What are the two deos? The first deya is, if you can't be maknit, then you don't have a koach, the marsha doesn't have a koach to transfer or to create a chalos of skusei gvia and tvia either. And the second deya says, no, it's like a davsho balabali olam, it's like a milva, it's like kniya menas lahaknos, it's like matano menas lahaksir. There is this kind of fascinating, you know, middle ground. But even if you agree with that, Does that mean you turn your back completely on the fact that that whole chalos is much easier to accomplish in something which is nitan lahakna, where you're in a strong, where the marsha is in a much stronger position, and where in fact the mursha could theoretically have been made a full by, if I could be made a full bailim, maybe it's easier both from the marsha and the mursha point of view, right, to be made a bailim in the gvi and the tviya. So that's why what's so interesting is that the Ramban here, that was the line, right, V'koshke mevitalta de bikadon, de kimin shekanom, kinyan gomar, afila below shlichos, right, below shlichos, bailim, yocha lodun imo, velohotzia miyado balkarcho. The Ramban's saying that it's much easier to accomplish what the Hardoi number two, right, our claiming can be done with pikadon than with milva. So it's just a jump, skip, and a hop to say what he says in the Chidushim, which is, and by the way, this kol shekain echoes lahalacha that to solve the rif's problem of the vulnerability of Mexica Shikra, even laachar ksivas haharsha, that vulnerability is going to be a lot greater. Right, in the outlying cases or the mechudash cases of Nahardoi number two, but to the case that even Nahardoi number one agrees to, that's not going to be a problem. So you put together the Ramban and Mechamos, that kol shekain, and then what he says on the chidushim, it's terrific. It just fits like a glove. Umikan shuva leomer shafa bishakana ena yachal lachufa lenifka ladunimo leporo. Right, Umikan lamadnu shatos. He's exactly, he says explicitly, he's comparing it to Mocher Shtakov lechavero. V'chein ha'ish shmaita beget pashut umiyu. Im ein osios nikas b'mesira en yachal achufa leparo. V'chein b'milva o betalta de gnevo de gzela shalokana. Im balach sar chozer en yachal adun yuval im ken yesh imakna shlichos. Right? Pure akna wouldn't work. But a shliach who's also been given z'chusei gviya, that'll work. V'hainu din hardoi. The savri, the high orchestra is pashlichus ubeina nami lashon matana hilchach mimanavshach mapik mine dashliachu dimhala rotsa liten lo yado kiyad habaylim dishluchoshon kemosov yachalachufo sheyiten machmas lashon matana shabod the bal dvarim didehu dala nafshe apik asa neymar viamar hova hachi itafas lo mafkinan. Now again, like the Rajba. Right, the Ramban does not think that the argument between a Maimar and Ravashi, like, is a fundamental argument. Right, but it went in the other direction. The Rajba, as we noted, in all the places says, right, really, there's a din of Hakna. Right, and it is true that we paskin like Ravashi that Tafas Mafkinan. Right, but midah neymar nishmal ravashi, even though we paskin that way. Okay, and the Ramban, you know, earlier is saying, right, asa neymar that the machlokas on neymar ravashi about tafas mafkinan lo mafkinan is not the big argument. It's a small argument. Afapisha lo kana mi karo, the yachal haya la omer bo b'matnaso mi kamokom kivin shelo chazar kana. And so on. But again, for the Rajba, that everything is Hakna. So of course, a Maimar is really the Ikaron, and Ravashi is an adjustment. And for the Ramban, it's a subtle argument in when you have this Schusei Tviya, Schusei Gviya, which would mean nothing but for the Shlichos. But without it, the Shlichos wouldn't be enough. Right? How does that affect? How does Schusei Gviya, Schusei Tviya given to the Mursha by the Marsha affect the relationship between them and Tafas Mafkin and Aloma? Vimlo Tafas Loma Rin and Hachid Shlichahu. Ravashi Palig Adanemar Viamar Ho the Kasav called the Misanis Medina Alai Shuloshan Shlichos Afila Devar Nardai Kidichsiv Shiefshar Beloshan Shlichos because it's all within Shlichos Shliach Shavila Gamri. Vila Kasav and Afshech Elikom and Lishucha Hotzili Mos Miad Ploni Shemdina Sayam Tishtamish Bem Lenafshech. The takzirem li bekan v'huke kovea bahen schar b'shlichuso. Again, he's looking for paradigms, right? How can it be that it's just shlichus and the guy he's kovea lazman b'shlichuso? Hilkach bal dvarim didehu enough that it's not completely extraneous. Umigo de mishtoi dina lahu igra mishtoi dina karna. Right, because it isn't just a clause. It's a status. It's Arkavatre Rikshi. Kirabin Hacha Bepalga. He's comparing, right, Shlicha Shavya and Zil Don and the combination of Shlichus and Gavra Baldavar Toveya. He's comparing that to the line in the Gemara, Baya, about a real Shutaf who doesn't even need a Harsha. But he doesn't need a Harsha on any part. Because every shutaf, I'm going to go into this right now, but that's another great model, right? A shutaf, the big issue in shutfis is he owns half of the whole, right, or a whole half, or both, right? So obviously, you know, this din of you know, palga, lamakta, the palga, etc., that only works if you consider him to be, he's not the full bialim on the whole, or the only bialim on the whole, right? But he obviously has, I'm not talking about parts here, I'm not talking about breira or that whole issue, which is also part of it, but you give me mechalik. But we're talking about here, he goes to the baldavar, right? And he says, you know, give me the money. So the baldavar says to him, you know, if the Baal Dabur could say to him, I'm not giving you anything because we need all of the shutfim here, that would be an amazing shita and an important shita about him not owning anything outside of his shutfus in all of it, right? But one would have thought that would be an extreme. One would have thought if you just like, you know, I said, tell me the most obvious resolution here. You'd say, oh, he can demand his half. And he can't demand the other half. On half, he's Baal Dabur, and the other half, he's not a Baal Dabur. That's all that's going to end up in his bank account. That's all he really owns. 50%. I'm not talking about a particular chelek of a ban. But the chiddush of Abaya is, Abaya didn't go for the opposite chiddush. Namely, even on the 50, he's not enough of a bailim. That would have been great. Instead, Abaya did us a good turn. He went to the other way, right? He said he's 100% Baal Dabur, even though he's only going to end up with 50. He can collect the $100, even though only 50 goes into his bank account. What does that mean? What it means is, because on some level, right, there's the 50% shutav, and then there's the 100% half owner. What's 100% half owner of full Baal Dabur? The answer is, he's not a shliach. He's some sort of a junior partner. Enough certainly to give them the status of Baal Dabur or Zchusei Gvia or Baal Tvia on the whole thing. So that's it's fascinating that the Ramban is making that a comparison. Of course, you could be Mechalik. Ukramina linyan Baal b'nechzei ishto. Hech islay peir ba'ar l'boy harsha. The kol dekenu, we'll see in a moment, the Ravid in Tmim Deim says that Abaya's Shita is like patterned after Baal b'nechzei ishto. Right? O shukamo matano menas lahachzir. Right? Again, the Ramban says about Tana Menas L'Hachzir, and then he quotes from Shvira saying Kniyah Menas L'Hachzir. Though those who were here last year, we learned Kiddush, and we saw also that the Ramban and others, you know, some of them distinguish, right? In the Gemara Nedarim, when they talk about Chalipin, you know, Kniyah Menas L'Hachnos. Is it Matanama? Some of them think Matanama Asakas or Kinyam Asakas are the same thing, and some of them think that it's important. Again, if they're the same thing, which one is the dominant idea, right? It could be Matanama Naslahakzir, and that's another way of saying that even Kinyam Naslahaknos is an adjustment. It's a technicality. I mean, you have a Kinyan Gamor with a Tanai. Or no, even Matanama Naslahakzir is more like a Kinyam Naslahaknos. Meaning, even Matanam and Asla Haksir is something like you don't own the Heftza, you're a Bailim Le'inyan Akna, a limited Bailus. Right? So again, it's fascinating that the Ramban is throwing them both out. Kloma de Lishna de Omri Shliachave Kinam Nasla Haknasu, Usvir Le de Mahani, Vahin de Omravashi. Umikomokom, I'm skipping a little, Taltan de Kafri Lo Kosminan. The Mexica Shikra, then he doesn't like that the Baal Tosfos just dropped Mexica Shikra, either there's a Rajba. Ata Mishum de Shlichusahu, Mechazkina Navshim Beshikri, Elevadai Akafre Lo Kasminan, Shalo Kedivre Baal Hamoa. So that is the Ramban. I'm sorry to take up so much time, but I just think it's very important because it's a very complicated Ramban, and I think it's a very classical example of the Ramban's complex thinking. And again, of the kind of evolution of this particular topic. So the only thing I just wanted to add in the Chidushim was the piece that we already just added, thanks to Adam, meaning where he really goes further with the distinction between Pikadon, but again, within this view. This is one of the rare Chidushei Ramban, I don't know how many there are, but just as an anecdotal impression, where he, not the only one at all, but where he quotes his treatment of Mochamos in the Chidushim. But again, it's the same. The Ramban is a very consistent, unlike the Ravid, who changed his mind a lot and was, you know, constantly reformulating and even, you know, not like the Tosfos Rid, but the Ravid was a very, in the works that we have of his, he changed his mind a lot, tinkered a lot, sometimes he made bigger changes. The Ramban mostly is a very, very, as the Rajba is, a very, once he came to a conclusion, mostly a very stable thinker. So, Kaimelon Kilishna Basra, the Afagav Glokoni Kinyan Gomor, to Kaimelon Krabiokan and Shliach Umursha Mia Have. Teda, Afagav Lamotzi Lahakdish, Philalitin Bamatana. This is basically, again, nowhere near what the Rajba says. The Eshavim Rai Mahidam Rina Beperakanose, Gabehani Trey Shtari Dahava, My Takante Lichtu Vaharsha, Alma Matsi Marsha Bemilva. Hobemilva Pain Lanu Raya, Elimimashi Prashnu, Shmaita Nami Daika Arsugya, says Hamani Laploni Biadi Plaploni, I feel Bakom Milva Nam Yachala Harshos. Why didn't Argamara make a distinction between Bikadon and Milva? This is the Ramban's view against what will be the Rajba's view, right? That everybody, Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra, will say that Mursha works for Milva, like the Balitosis. But for Balitosis, because of pure Shlichos, or independent Shlichos, and for the Ramban, because of Arkavi, Atrei Rishi. Diso Kadaitok, the Milva, and Yachal Harshos, Lishni, Manalish, Ploni, the Milva. Vechain Das Rabbeinu Agadol, Lekvar Pirashti, Hasugya, Hashmua, Beperik Meruba, Lefidaiti, Besefer Mokhamosha. Then he has the whole discussion of the Rith, the three or two and a half answers which we just discussed. The one that Adam was referring to, the Orani Omer Shalonamur Dvar Malala Bemilva Bemetalti Dignevo Gzela, Al Bikadon Mikno Bikinin Gamor, Kidin Matana, Afagav Dixibbe Komis Anis Midina Lai, Bishar Lishna de Urchasa de Shliach, Ikafar Heich Matsi Lajbue, De Makabo Matano Baldvarim Didehu, Afapishan Yachal Akvam Liatsmo, the Kaimelon Shliach Shavya. This is all within the second view of Arnardo. Legabe Heich, Mia Makabo Matana Hava Umapik Mine Balkarche, Kidin Kone Shtar Mechavero. Again, this is these paradigms. Shekim Shekno Biksiva Umesira Kofa Lova Lefaro. Okay. And then you have the Ravi Avad. So the Ramban here is just very consistent, but you just can't appreciate at all what the Ramban writes in the Chidushim here unless you integrate it together with what he writes in the Mechavos, which is why he tells you, right, to do that and how important it is to do that. So the Raivin and the Tshuva is very, very long. I would ask Moshe to read it, but I assume if he doesn't have the Mechavos, he didn't bring the Raivin. He did bring it. Okay. So we will ask, shouldn't pick on Moshe just because, Anybody else read the Raivin or have it? Okay. So just, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's pages and pages and pages. In the Kapach edition of the Tshuvas HaRaivid, it's Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, but in the Simen Deim, it's Simen Samach Aleph through Samach Hei. It's a whole kuntras on Inyanei Harsha. What you see from here, as from the others, the length of treatment is that this is an enormously important topic, controversial topic, lemaisa, and also conceptually, as we've been discussing, because Shlichos and Kinyan and the line between them and types of them, all of this is, at stake. So the Raivin has a very, very, very length. Amar Avram Rab David, Hashmaita Nardo, Kamanda Mechsile, Nea Uchli B'Uchla. That's clearly what the Ramban was quoting. And we know the Ramban was very heavily influenced by the Raivin and even by the Tshuvas HaRaivin. The Ikamanda Amar Davka Pikdona, Vamil Valo, Ikamanda Amar Dehecha De Kafra Afilu B'Palga, Sule Sle Rishus, Lolaj Bue, meaning the Rif. Right, he's quoting all the Vehu Arav Rabbi Yitzchak B'Tshuvas Dilei, the Tshuvas Harif, Ikanami D'Mapik L'Milse D'Nehardoi L'Bar Mehilchasa. That's, of course, the Raivin's reference to the Baal Amor, right? And then, of course, to the Ravi Avad, Rabbi Elchanan Al-Kasa V'Perusha D'Kaim Elon K'Nardoi. Basically, the Raivin is drawing on all of his predecessors, and already there was a range of views. So I'm not going to go through everything. Okay. He thinks that most of the people got it wrong. That is the Ravi Avad and the Baal Amor. Right? Although I think there's a difference between them, the way they're reported in the Ramban and the Rajba, as we discussed already.
Right,
You have to have the lashon of zildon. That's against the balamor. Rabbi Avad seemed to think that this is a sort of more independent shlichus. Ubitshuva the Rabbi Yitzchak. He doesn't like that. He cuts the riff. Tchilo mark inyan nuschos imashen neshava v'svarim. Okay. Yeah, he thinks that the kfiras, the mechsi kashikra, is not an independent reason, but an additional factor. Yeshomar shel abaze atam, meaning mechsi kashikra, levatla atam arishon lahosif alav, shem kafar bo, afa pishachazar vahoda, the hashtalav gzelu, afilo hachi ena kosev aleim, od urchasa de mechsi kashikra. His view on Mexican Shikra is fascinating. That's why I single it out. And that is that Mexican Shikra isn't an independent factor. Mexican Shikra is a situation where there was an initial gzela, and then, in other words, there's a din Torah and there's a gezel, and therefore the principle of Rabbi Yochanan of Eina B'Shuso applies. And then afterwards, the guy was Moda. So the answer is, once there was a gazelle, that doesn't work because it's Mexica Shikra. Mexica Shikra is to explain why there's no tikkun in his Hodah la'achar, the act of a gazelle. That's an interesting perspective on Mexica Shikra in the Sukkah. Good. Then he goes on to say that anything which is nitan lekinyan is not a problem. Things that are not nitan lekinyan, aval milva lo ashkechan urkasa. Miu ikeman de kashale, hanushmaitse de bechoros, with alma filo milva nami, mahani ba urkasa, eshomer b'neshi yachal aknosa ba odisa, kol davar shi yachal aknosa b'shumin in harshomo alas, uhu shehikno derech aknosa. In tomar kibin afilo milva alpe mahani urkasa, meata de rabbi yochanan betelime. Meaning, if you're really going to be strict about it, then if you need hakna, then milva alpeh shouldn't work. Hello, kasha chadad odisa lav hakna lechazar smom the baylov, but oh, the milsad Rabbi Yochanan dafka begzela, nainu kfira, but kol davar shein bo kfira command the isa brishusa demari. There's a whole discussion. Hashtani boinlan the truth say, my dekasha b'milsad Ravashi damar shliach ulevuri nami Ravashi la osa lifluge ben ardai. This is where the Rabbi in the pages of the Kappa edition, page 190 is where he really starts his analysis, and this is what was a precedent for the Ramban, just the Ramban, much clearer and went further and had more applications. I'm just going to read a couple of lines. Ein safik b'davar ki arsha shavi shliach ninu. V'aknaisa ninu. It's both. Okay? But the yisod is shliach. V'hinei shmaita d'shvuos mukcha t'daikinan amad l'ploni b'yad ploni chayavin u'mukhan l'ben babar sha. V'yaknaisa gemura hi heicham min amad l'ploni b'yad ploni. This is the Ramban's objection. It can't be hakna because of our sugya. That objection, we don't really find much in the Balei Tosas or in the Rajba. Rajba, of course, ignores it. That's the objection of the Raibid, which the Ramban also picked up on and gave a lot of chashivas to. Dumidish ploni kohen, halamana shalom biad ploni hi, hechava kein ish ploni, elishma mina de kol harsha shliachava, vafilo hachi mafginam ba mamona. How can it be motzi mamon labal dvarim if it's only shlichas? Achshav yeshon lefarish, kimin de shlichahu, kol haknos shehikna agav karka, mayo ilo lemursha, lahotzi mamon mikoach harsha. What's he quoting? Kuvdalid Amidalith. Because he knows that Balamor is connected to Kuvdalid. Probably with the Rabbi Avad, his father-in-law as well. So he's saying, like, what's the difference if it really is Shlichos? Tavagav Dava Shliach. Ki Masar Pikdonam Miftar Ba'onsin, because Mokom Dulamatsi Mapik Mine, Elamidaita the Nifgad. Ba'od Hakna Asa Lama. Hello, eno kone klum. What do you need hakna for in something like milva if it doesn't work? Ubevadei kusha zu tzricha lifnim. Vanan mestabelam peruka, dahai kusha b'siyad d'nishmai. Dahai lishna d'kasfina b'urchasa, kol d'vesani b'dein aloi, lishna d'zchusna u lishna d'ra'usa. Lishna d'zchusa, d'ochi kamar. Ein li od la'ara racharecha, mipnei Sheknesi lecha mamon zev silakti es atzmi v'namamo. Sounds like he's giving him independence, and that's what works for labal dvar nidia, by giving him the lashon of hakna. V'lishna de reusa ho v'shayich nafshe b'chova u'schus shamursha amala salik nafshe b'hai mamona. At the same time, he hasn't really withdrawn, meaning it's a language of hakna, which empowers the shlichus and gives it some status of bailim lagabe the nitva, the nifkad, right? But not real chafta shel hakna, which is why it doesn't have to really work fully, and why it doesn't work vis-a-vis the marsha. Hilkach ki ase lagabe nifkad, it's up there, right? Uboy lemiftar naf sheminei b'tayna shlichos motzi amar heich adaraba lishna deschusi lagaboy umori pikdona lo mevatel urchasa at heichet bevatelas lei. Aval, I'm skipping a line. I osi lagabi mori de pikdona uboy lischazuke b'mamor. He comes to the marsha and he says, I'm keeping the object. Motzi heich lemeimar ana l'reusa dilach hu dechavni v'anahu mori de mamona. So again, I don't think these are adjustments in the Ravid. This is shlichus with a kind of a koach bailim tviya. I'm skipping quite a few lines. He's comparing it to cases of chov in the middle. Sugya in ksuvis and daf tzadi gimel. Hilkach tzarech sheyichtav lashon akna v'yikne kedin akna kedei detehevi yadei alima lafuke memona mehech bal karcha. Meaning this is a real Hakna legabe the nifkad. It isn't just, you know, in name. Havagav dakli mamona hakna lo matzi lemeidan lafukim min al kor. Sharei hamochesh nachon v'chaveru. Havagav the konile lahum mamona b'ksiva u'mesira lo matzi lishtayu adina b'hade elam kein kasav lo b'shtara mecher telech v'todun imo v'totzize mamulatim. This is the Ravid l'shitasa in Hilchos Mechira and in the Tmim Deim. His view is that Mechiras Chovos is Doraisa, but there has to be a clause in the Shtar that says, Telech v'todu nimo, so that the guy cannot say, La baldvarim didia. This is totally Lishitasa. This works in with his view. B'naf galon ha-milsam ha-yid garsin ha-biksumis. There's another sugya, the one on Pehei, Omen Beis. Skipping a little. Ha-shad ha-kosav le-hachi la-motzi la-midche, da-asi le-mikoch da-nafshe. He has a certain power, not from the Mishaleach. He like Mocher Shtachov L'Chaveiro, a little less, but like it, Tzchusei Gviya, Shein Bailim. V'osele Mikoach Baal HaPikadon. Hukah Kivin Dehai Urchas HaKosav Lashon HaKna, V'hava HaKna L'motzi Heich L'midche Lo B'tainas Chazara V'lo B'tainas Misa. Ah! So this is also fascinating, and this brings us to the Ravon, not chronologically, but conceptually. He says, because there's an element of schusei gviya and bailus and loshon hakna, even if it doesn't work fully because it's applying to things that you can be chozer in, right? It also spills over in strengthening the shliach, or because he is a bailim, the guy cannot say to him, maybe you got fired, maybe the mishaleach died, I'm not going to give you the object. By virtue of the fact that he has schusei gviya and a loshon hakna, now, again, if we knew for a fact that the guy died or fired him, right, according to this view of the Ravid, it wouldn't work. We'll see in a moment that isn't muskam al yidei hakol either. But this is fascinating, because you could say without this, well, in general, you can't say shema mei samishaleach or shema chazarbo. That's a view of many Rishonim. They just think, you know, chazaka, there's no, you know, people are alive. The Ravid is saying, what makes that taina unacceptable is the kinyan shabo. Velo b'tainas misa. B'tainas chazar lo medamrin l'chazaka shriach osa shkuso. Hachanami amrin l'chazaka balabayas mamido b'shliach. The su lo motzi heich Lememarle, in mine it says lo with a vav, it should say lo with an aleph. That's obvious. I don't know why I didn't catch that here. What does it say up there? Lo with an aleph or with a vav?
It has in parentheses. Low.
Okay, good for them. So they improved on it. Are they taken from the Kapach or from the Timdeim? Just curious. What simon was this? Kuf mem. You mean from the Kapach? Oh, but they fixed it. Good. Dilma hadar be mishlichus sedidach. This isn't so obvious. He can fire him, and if he dies, it's enough. The shlichus part doesn't matter. Because of the kinyan shabo, that the Ramban does not say. Ramban may think that you don't need it, and he might also think that even if you did need it, this wouldn't help you. Actually, the Ramban in Kuf Dalet says you don't need it. That's his objection to the Baal HaMor in Kuf Dalet. There's this idea of Shema Meis or Shema Chazar. We just never are worrying about that in Shliach. If you are, the Ramban might have said, the Kinyan part doesn't help you for that. Miman of Shach. The Raivid thinks it does. Okay? Vim Tomar Harle Rova Chashash L'Misa. Right? V'hochanami L'Tchia B'tayna L'Dachia B'taynas Misa. This is fascinating. This is a fascinating chiddush of the Raivad. Okay, that's in Shlichus Be'alma even. Let's say the guy handed it over. It turns out that he was fired. But he didn't know it. He couldn't have known it. That's a big machlokes rishon. Then he attacks the Rif. We already mentioned this. He doesn't like his view that you can have Nechzi Kashikra after the Ksiva, and so on. Okay. I should mention, agav, that there's a report that the Raivad said something else fascinating. He has this in the Kapach footnotes. Here it's note 37, that there's a Tshuvas HaRaj B'chelek Gimel Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph, which quotes the Raivad in Meruba, which we don't have. That's, we have the Raivad and Bava Kama, Perush and Bava Kama, but we don't have this particular Perush. But it goes as, the way the Rajba quotes is as follows. Kaso Raivad Perak Meruba, the Amar Amursha Konim Shit Ve'enu Hamarsha, Hareni Zochela Atzmi, Kenei, the Lahaki Amar Le Hamarsha Zil Don Apik Lenafshe. Avakosha Tovo Hamarsha Konim Shiyomar, right? Who? Konim Shiyomar Hu Hareni Zocha, Yochela Marsha Lomar Teili Masha Gavisa, the Shliach Shabia. So again, it doesn't, you know, it rings true to me. First of all, the Rajba is a good enough aid for me, even an Eid Echad, by the way, because the Rajba, you know, never suffered or suffered from any kind of delusion, you know, according to the Pesivus's concern. Kalila. But, meaning, what's he quoting in the name of the Raivid? That there's a difference if the Mursha wants to claim Bailus Kodem Gvias Hamarsha, then he can. It's only once the Marsha demands it back from him before he affirms or asserts his own Bailus, right? That allows the Marsha to win the case. Why do I say rings true, as I said before? I mean, the Raivad was playing around with this hybrid, right? And, you know, this idea of a Meimar slash Ravashi, Tafas Mavkinan Alo Mavkinan, you know, right? In that, along the line of that continuum, this is an interesting chiluk to make. But it's fascinating that it depends on the when. Once the Marsha asserts himself, right, then the Mursha doesn't have the right to, gets to complete. The Skuse Gvia and Tvi, I'm using the same phrase for both Ramban and Raivad, I think it is the same idea. And it works in with their Milva stuff. But that's chus, in other words, it's like an abeyance. Right? So they could get fired, you know, if he dies, it's all over. Right? And if the Marsha demands it back, then certainly he'll get it back. But the point is that once there it is biyado, right? So maybe if the Mursha asserts his, you know, bailus at that point, that kind of completes that that possibility. It has to be like the possibility, at least, you know, in the process of his being the full Bailim for the Schusei Gviya. Or again, that's not the Raivin's view of the Tmimdeim in this tshuva, but that is a view that is recorded by the Rajba in his name. Okay. And then finally, I just wanted to mention the last part. Again, very, 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 very long tshuva. Hode pasku kamoi kula belishna ravashi demari uchas ashlichahu velo shutfa nirali denafka mehod arminim b'shvuas ha'edos. So very interesting. How do we know that the Gemara has 2 days, whether he's a shutaf or he's a shliach? Right? Or maybe 3 days, whether he's a kone, a shutaf, or a shliach. The idea, of course, of being a shutaf is very fascinating. We'll see the Ravon, you know, is into that. Again, particularly, let me add, for the Raivin and the Ramban, the idea of the possibility of shutaf, right, looms larger for the reason that I discussed before. Right? Namely, in every shutfus, vis-a-vis the total bailus, right, there is a kind of a quasi, you know, bailim status. He's not a full bailim on everything, especially if you're not talking about particular parts of a ban. We know that he's only 50%. You're only going to get 50% into his bank account eventually. So what is his relationship vis-a-vis the 100% part? As I said before, so that, and the Ramban was basically noting that, and so on. Anyway, what's interesting, so for the Raivin and the Ramban, this is particularly interesting. How do you know he's not a shutav? Nearly denafka mehod arminim b'shvuas ha'edus, asher lo tovasa betoch amav. So that's a sugya earlier, if you remember, on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, after the Midvar Sheker Tirchak, I mean, Shavuos is like the center of the universe, you know, in these things. So he says, what is that? Asher lo tov asa betoch amav. Amar Rav zeh sheba lahar shah. Shmuel said, zeh lokech sada sheh shala asikin. So mid amar Rav zeh sheba bahar shah, al mashliach, right? Vareu mesaber al riv lo lo. So this is fascinating, of course, because what do you mean riv lo lo? If he was a shutaf, right, it wouldn't be Riv Lolo. You could say this for the Raj, right? What is the Rajba going to say about this? Right? The Hakna, the adjustment is enough to make it Riv Lolo, even though he's formerly the Bailim? Right? But this is his, one of his Rayas. And then he says, Varab Bartzaloni, right? Amar Rav B'medrash, Ashalot Tov Asabatok Hamav, Zabba Barsha, Leisoch Zakvase, Elekishmuel de Palagale. The sphere lay to Kosvin Harshos. The Rebbe Bartzaloni thought that Ksivas Harsha for Nahardai and the din of Ashalot Tov Asa B'Toch Hamav are Tarta D'Sasri. Maybe because he thought it was Hakna. The Shibush Godolhu, says the Raivin. The Ilo Mahania Urchasala Fuke Mamona Klal Mailo Tov Asa. Alo Lo Asa Klum. Elavale mahani lafuke mamona elishu lo tov shenichnas b'machlokas emanitva velo lo so shlicha bialma hu dava kasvinan. Right? Again, for the Rajba, it must just be pragmatic because he's not going to keep it. So it's more of a like a, you know, like a Musar thing. Like, you know, why get involved? It's, you know, if you're going to keep the money, mela. But it's because formally you're going to be the bailim. The Raivin obviously doesn't think that. Either doesn't think it can have such a clause, right? But he seems to be saying that lo tov asab tochamo, misaber b'riv lo lo, is contingent upon shutfas. That's a very, in other words, the Rebbe Bartzaloni thinks the same thing, the same problem. But if you really can write a harsha, then it's not a problem, misaber b'riv lo lo. You know, the Rajba thinks, obviously, that formal bailus isn't going to mitigate anything. It's more of a pragmatic question, like why are you butting into their argument, right? And the Raivin thinks it depends on the formal status of being a shliach or being a bailim. Benirali the ma'idam rav above hashal ki lo tov asa dafke hechem tovev nito bechad. Look, this we know already was shitas a Raivin. We talked about it at the time on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and that's the Raivin also in Hilchos Shluchim, Perek Gimel. The Ravid says, but this idea only applies, you know, when there are alternatives, when there are easy options. They all live in the same place. Let them fight it out with each other. What do you need to get some a third party involved? Okay? Fighting words of the Ravid. Then he goes on, by the way. The Achashe Birarnu is called Elan. He wrote to the Farish, Mashamar Bogozal Rabbah, right? Ein Mishalchen Mos Bidyukni. Ah, we're not going to do that. But that's his whole analysis of Shliach, Osa Shliach, which goes for another 2.5 pages. Okay, but we've done enough on the right. But you can really see, A, what he's struggling with, some of the really interesting Chidushim, and again, what impact the Ravid had on the Ramban, in this case unnamed, but even, you know, in terms of the paradigm of it, and what changes between the Ramban and the Ravid. What did the Ramban drop? What did he add? You know, how did he develop more? And so on. So that leaves us with two more things very quickly. Okay. One is the, where did Ellie go? He's not even here. Ellie's missing. Okay, the Ravon. Where did I put the Ravon? That is so strange. Good second. Oh. Oh. I wonder where that page went. Okay. You know, we put everything else. It's one of these days, you know, you find these things. Oh, okay. The Ravon. David, the Ravon? Say again? Yeah. So the Ravon has a couple of chidushim. So again, once again, we just see that there was this tremendous... again, we're spending, you know, 3 or 4 days on it, but, you know, that might seem exaggerated, but... Look how much time the Rishonim spent on it, right? So they thought it was a very, very important topic. So the Ravon writes about this, and there's a whole exchange with his son-in-law, Beni Yoel, and then there's another long discussion in the Rav Yoel, which we're not going to go into, but which also has some interesting things. But I do want to talk about the Ravon, because that's a very seminal shita, also quoted in the Mordechai. So there are two pieces in the Ravon. You saw them, David? One is in Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin, Amud Aleph. On the Perush of the Ravon and Bava Kamma. That's what's mostly quoted in the Mordechai. And then he alludes here to the fact that he has a longer tshuva, Simanayin test, in which he discusses some of these issues. Okay, so what is the chiddush of the Ravon? That the first day of, again, the Ravon also was struggling to understand the 2 days of Nahardai. Right? And he came up with a couple of important chidushim. So the first day of Nahar Dai, the nafkamina between the 2 days of Nahar Dai is Pikadon. Correct? The first day of Nahar Dai thinks that what? David? The Pikadon is not subject to Hekdesh and Hakna. Correct? Meaning, in a way, there's certain parallels to the Rajba discussion on a Hakna level. But the Ravon is taking the view that Harsha is Hakna or Harsha is Shlichos. Yeah. So on the one hand, the chidushim of the Ravon are in the area of Hakna, right? What he thinks cannot be subject to Hakna and what he thinks can be subject to Hakna. What do I mean by that? David? You're on a roll. You're doing well. The first day, the chidush of the first day is that somebody who thinks that Pikadon right, is not nitan lahakna. Right? It's almost like the Rajba, you know, Tudeus about, you know, there being a higher standard for hakna. But this is throughout. This isn't like, you know, hakda, hakna, shal hekdesh, or hakna, shal hakna. Ravon thinks hekdesh, hakna, pidyon, hefker, all the same. The question is, what can you do? We don't have something in your, physically in your rishus. Are there any limitations in your ability to be ma? But if something is virtually in your rishus, or it's in your embassy, right, pikan kalechet isa, rishus adamari isa, right? There's no dispute about it. It's yours. He's watching it for you. He's working for you. Is there any reason you can't be, is that bershuso or not? Well, it's not physically bershuso, right? He can't, you know, pat it on the head or destroy it or throw it or whatever it, right? Even illegally, no one's it's being watched on his behalf. So the chiddush of the Raj of the Ravan is that there's a daya that ain't a bershuso in hakna, hakdasha, hefke, all these things, not like a Rajba, doesn't apply even to Pikado. Rashi seems to say that also. Well, the Ksos points out, as we said in the Neman, says, suggests that for Rashi, presumably that's only in a Pikadon where there's some sort of a dispute. Not a Pikadon which is subject to Gzela. That's something else also. But I mean, Rashi does not deny, presumably, all the Gemaras of Pikadon Klesidisa, Bishus and Amari Isa, you know, and that you can be Maknish, the Gemaras of Tosis and the Ramban and the Rajba, I'll quote. So, maybe Rashi is limited to a Pikadon, right, where there's some sort of dispute about it, even if it isn't disputed to the point of being Geza. Okay. But the Ravan is suggesting that first day of Nahardai goes further than Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can be Makdish and Makne a Pikadon, just not, you know, Gezel. Right? And the first day of Nahardai says, wrong. It's even more than that. Ein kosvin urchasig, amitaltalin, even delo kafre, even pikadon. Wow. Now that's a chiddush in Hilchos Hakna and in the Hagdara. We thought Rabbi Yochanan was extreme. Right? I mean, for the Rajba, the second day, huh? Right? We don't even hold like Rabbi Yochanan in Kinyanim at all. Right? Or for both days, actually. But whatever. But for the Ravan, there's a daya that says that if you don't have physical control of an object, lemaisa, because you're not there, it's on your physical possession. Again, is it about the control of the possession? Hard to know. You can't be makne, makdish, mafkir, poda, any of it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's too extreme. Only if it's really ainu b'rishuso in something like gezav, lo nesu asher b'ilim, zelavish, shen shalav, zelavish, ainu b'rishuso. What about the second day? I'm going to read it inside in a second. David, what about the second day? What does that hold? Is there a chiddush in this? The second day holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So pikadon is subject to harsha and hakna. Is there a chiddush there? What else?
Kfir only affects pikadon.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, but there's something very, very basic. Joey, second day of the Ravan, Rabbi Yochanan, third Chiddush. The first day is the Chiddush, that it's more than Rabbi Yochanan, and Pikadon, regular Pikadon, doesn't work. Incredible. The second day says like Rabbi Yochanan, but assumes, are you?
No, yes, since Pikadon's law votes, I think that when the guy's kofar, kids have their shots and no longer right our shot.
Okay, but what else could you write harsha on?
Milva.
On a milva. Even though the Hagdara is davar, he thinks that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that you can be makne a milva. Right? Okay. So there are basically three chidushim at least in the Ravan. Okay, one is that the first day of Nahardai, again, the 2 days of Nahardai, like for the Rajba, not exactly, parallel to the Rajba, are arguing about Hilchos Hakna. But it's a different argument. Okay? The argument is a broad argument about Koach Hakna, Where do you draw the line? And the first kiddush is that the first day of Nahar Doi thinks Pikadon is off limits. The second day, its kiddush is that Milva for Rabbi Yochanan is subject to Hakna. Anybody else hold that ever? I mean, that's what about the problem of Milva Lotzan Nitna? What? Yeah, so his explanation, which we'll read in just a second in the Tshuva, is he says, after all, Milva, in one respect, it seemed more than that. That's what you meant.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're totally right. This is, I mean, I'm right too, but the Milva part. What? Oh, yeah, no, I always am. But the Milva part is subject to Hakna. And then he goes even further, let's say for Chidushin, and says that for the second day of Nahar Doi, right, when you have Pikadon de Kafrei, that turns into Gezel. And therefore it's a dinner of Yochanan. You can't be Makna that. But if you have Milva, even the Kafrei, that's what's so misleading about it. You have to like scratch your head. What's he talking about? Milva de Kafrei is better than Pikadon. Forget about the Kafrei. What happened to the fact that you can't be Makna Milva because it's a Milva's Lotzan in now? Right? Are you? But you're 100% right. Not only does he think that Milva is Nitan Lahakna, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he thinks that Milva de Kafrei is Nitan Lahakna because of the factor of Ishtamut Ekam Ishtamen. Right? Which the Gemara, by the way, when does the Gemara use Ishtamut Ekam Ishtamen?
Why did it make sense?
To explain what?
Why he would be kosher.
Why was that possible? Eidus, right? And also why, you know, the question of Ha'aza. Gemara never says that because of Ishtamut Ekam Ishtamen, you're not a Gazlan at all. I guess it's implied, I guess, if you're not possible Eidus. Either way, so the Ravan says, actually, it's easier to be Makna a Milva the Kafrei. It's a Chiddush to say you can be Makna a Milva the Lo Kafrei. Most 90% of the Rishonim think that's wrong. Then to say, but and if it's even if it's the Kafrei, because of Ishtamut Ekam Ishtamen, you can be Makna better than Pikadon the Kafrei, is very remarkable. But that's what the Ravan says. So that's a third Chiddush, or that's 2A and 2B, we'll call it. Who thinks, just one more second, who thinks that in general you can be Makna and Milva? I said 90% of the Rishonim.
The
Ravid? The Ravid?
Did
he
mention it?
It might be Nobe a little bit, from last year you're talking about.
I thought
Ravid
was mentioned like 5 minutes ago.
No. Milva Alpeh I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about Bechiras Kofos. Yeah. Milva Alpeh. Right. This is something that we did discuss a lot last year because we learned Kiddushin. We did Mekadosh B'Milva. So we did spend, right, a bunch of Shiurim on the status of Milva generally and what Milva L'Hotzan is. I mentioned then, by the way, this Ravan. Right. Right. I don't know whether that's, I said, Shavuos, whatever. I don't know whether, there was instigation at that point. But I did mention this Ravan as an example. Who's the most obvious or most famous Rishon who seems to hold that way? Ariel? Who holds it, seems to hold that you can be Makna a Milva Alpeh. And it's not a problem of Milva Lotzanin. It's not Makna. 90% of the Rishonim hold that Milva Lotzanin means that you cannot be Makna a Milva Alpeh. Maybe Kinin Odisa, something like that. Maybe, but mostly, who are you?
The Ramban here discussed it, isn't it?
Well, the Ramban doesn't think you can. The Ramban thinks it's like Dovr Shel Bali Olam. It's Nitan Laharshah, but he doesn't think it's Nitan Lahakna. That's the whole point of the Ramban, both here and in the Bechamos and in the Chidushin. He's saying that you can't be Makna, right? You can just, because of the Arkava Trei Rikshi, you can do it. And that's why the Rajba thinks that you can't at all, as does the Rambam. But who's the famous Rishon who thinks he can? Avrami.
I think, doesn't Rashi have a rejected
there? Well, There's a whole issue with Rashi and the Ran and the Gra for the Bava Metzia people about Halach. Is there Halach in a Moda B'Miktsas of Milva? Right? That's one issue. And or no, do we say Milva Lautzanit? No. So there's no Halach. You know what Halach is, right? Everybody knows Halach? Right? Moda B'Miktsas? And the guy says, I do, I owe you $50. I don't owe you $100, I owe you $50. Halach. Here it is. Right? So is there a difference between Pikadon and Milva? Right, that's a discussion. You know, Rashi and Bava Metzia and the Gra, but really the Ran. That's a parallel discussion. But I mentioned it. Shua.
Rama. Rama Mithira. Says you can use
No, no. That is whether you can use milva. Can you be koneb the milva?
Right.
Can you be koneb? In that is where kinyan mos works. Is mechila, not mechila, some milva. Is using an outstanding milva effective? That's not the same as whether you can sell to someone else or buy from someone else a milva. In other words, you and I want to have a transaction. I want your watch. And you owe me $100. So can I say, not mechila, but can I say, in lieu of the 100 that you owe me, the $100 milva that you owe me is the tashlume mamon for the watch. In the same way that I want to be mekadesh an isha, she owes me, I'm sorry, I owe her am I saying it right? $100. I'm sorry. She owes me $100. And I say to her, the $100 loan that you owe me is going to be in lieu of the Kesef Kiddusha. That's the issue of the Rambam and Mishapara. Correct? Then we talk about Karka Metaltalin. Is it right? Is it Mamon? Is it Kesef? Correct? No. The Benetam discusses Mechiras Kovos, like the Raivin. Can you sell a Kov Milva Bishtar with Shibudim? Can you sell the Shibudim, basically, according to Benetam? Balamor. Which Balamor? Nobody knows.
You'd be Makish.
Yeah. The Balamor where? Which Balamor? Correct. The Bava Kama Daflamid Vav. So again, Bava Kama discusses about tzedakah, the pichazu tzedakah, the equivalent of amirasa legavoa kimsirasa lehedyot, right? And the Bava Kama lamed vav. And the Rishonim there have this whole discussion about, you know, things that are subject to hakna, you know, or not. The Balamor on lamed vav there comes that came up with the famous idea that Rabbi Yochanan's din, Zelefi Sheinu Shalo, so is only Ma'akev if the Goslin doesn't agree to pay. But once the Goslin says, I'm going to repay, says the Balamor, there's no problem of Zelefi Sheinu Shalo, Zelefi Sheinu Brishus. And therefore, if that would happen, you know, whether it's a pikadon or it is a milva, there wouldn't be a problem, and you could accomplish a kin. And the Ramban says, number one, the Ramban of Chamos and Bava Kama Lamed Vav says, number one, that's just wrong, meaning the fact that there's no dispute at present between the Nignav and the Ganav, or the Goslin and the Nigzal, is not enough to overcome the problem of Zelefi Sheinu Shalo. So, A. And number two, even if it was, what are you talking about, milva? Milva's an alternative now. Forget about Rabbi Yochanan. That's nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan. You can't be makne to a third party a milva al peh. Again, the Mekadish b'milva and the piron and all that, that's not a third party. That's the outstanding, you know, debt between us, right? Wiping that away. Not as mechila, but as mos. With a shtar, that's the issue of Mechiras Chovos. But milva al peh is, you know, they is like Dov Shalom Baliola because milva lo tzon. That's what the Ramban in Mukhamos claims. The Balamor seems to say, once you overcome Rabbi Yochanan, which you can overcome in a be'en, right, by the fact that Eino Misarev, basically, once you have Eino Misarev, there's no Rabbi Yochanan problem, and therefore it doesn't matter whether it's Pikadon, a be'en, or a milva. And that's what the Ramban says. What are you talking about? Oh. So this Ravan also... Ooh, I see my time is up. So... What's fascinating about the Ravan, I'm just going to take 2 more minutes tomorrow, but basically tomorrow we're starting Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah, and then we'll, you know, move on to the next point. But with and the Rambam, just the finish with the Ravan and a little bit on the Rambam. What's fascinating about the Ravan is that these big chidushim, or this big argument that he has between Hardoi number one and Hardoi number two, right, and the extreme chidushim in both directions, namely, that Hakna doesn't work for Pikadon, according to Nahardoi number one, and that Milva does work, and even Milva de Kafre, because of Ishtamute, does work for Hakna, according to Rabbi Yochanan, equals Nahardoi number two, right? Remember, Tosa said Nahardoi number one is Rabbi Yochanan, and Nahardoi number two is Shlichus. Right? For the Ravan, Nahardoi number one is outdoes Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan plus, more extreme than Rabbi Yochanan. Hardoi number two is Rabbi Yochanan. We'll read it in a little bit tomorrow, very quickly. But what's fascinating is all these chidushim of the Ravan come against the background of him saying, "Am Rabbi Yochanan shliach shaso edim avishliach kuftalin, the hainu abab harsha," and his repeated clear psak, both here and in the tshuva, that shliach shavya. Harsha is a form of shlichus. So all these kiddushim, meaning the koach hakna, whatever that is the shiur of the upgraded shliach shavya of harsha. And in the tshuva, the Ravan has another chiddush. One final chiddush with this we end for today. David, one final. Did you see the tshuva also? In which case, even if the guy, I mean what the Ravan said, which is that the taina of you fired, maybe you got fired, maybe he died, we ignore that in the case of Harsha specifically, which we talked about. The Ravan says, even if the guy really did die, and we know that he died, the Harsha works. Right? That's an unbelievable hitch. The Rush says something similar about being fired. Even if he gets fired, or you can't fire him. Right? So we'll talk very briefly. Can a Mursha appoint another Mursha? Can a Mursha be fired? And does it matter if the Marsha dies? How independent, even within Shlichus, is the Mursha? Okay? So a little bit of Ravan tomorrow, a little bit of Rambam, and then Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah.